The gap came into sight at mid-morning. Doug rode out in front of the wagons for a look-see. Sure enough, men waited down there, sitting on the ground, smoking, holding their horses. He counted 9, perhaps 10. At sight of him, they stood up. Most of them swung leisurely into their saddles. They didn't move after him. They plainly preferred to meet him on their own ground. They couldn't have chosen a better place. Doug rode back to the wagons. He saw Vern Wheeler checking his six-shooter.
I don't want you using that, Vern. Not to shoot anybody, anyway.
They're blocking the trail. How else we gonna get through?
We'll get through. We shouldn't have to shoot anybody.
Monahan dismounted by Foley's wagon. He lifted down a heavy spool of wire and eased it to the grass.
Hand me that pair of wire cutters in there, Foley.
This wire was a different brand from the one he had used before. This one didn't have the coat of red paint. Pulling up one end of the wire, Doug held it out to Vern.
Here, take a hold.
Then he pushed the spool along on the ground, unrolling a piece which he judged to be about twice as long as the gap was wide. He snipped the wire off, then doubled it back. While Vern held the two cut ends, Doug twisted the wire.
Double thickness is strong and a lot easier to handle than just one strand.
He coiled the double wire, lifted the rest of the spool back into the wagon, and remounted his horse.
All right, let's go. We'll take it slow at first. Let them think they're going to stop us. And when I give the signal, let those mules have everything you got.
He motioned Vern to ride beside him. They moved out 20 or 30 paces ahead of the wagons. They held their horses in a walk so the wagons could keep up with them. Slowly, they drew closer to the gap where the R Cross waited. Most of the men were a horseback, but a couple stood afoot, holding their horses.
That's Span, isn't it?
That's him.
Take it easy. We're not aiming to kill anybody, no matter how bad he may need it.
They rode closer. The men in the gap were at ease, confident that all they had to do was wait and the wagons would fall into their laps like ripe apples out of a tree.
It's time now.
Monahan handed Vern one end of the doubled wire.
Take a wrap on your saddle horn and pull yonder way with it, then spur for all your work.
Vern nodded, face taut. He comprehended for the first time what Doug Monahan planned to do. When they had the wire stretched out tightly between them, Doug looked back over his shoulder and gave Foley Blessing Game the nod.
Yeah! Come on, you lazy lumps! Yeah! Yeah!
For a few seconds, there was confusion among the riders at the gap. They stared in consternation. Then they saw the barbed wire stretched between the two horsemen coming straight at them. There's something about barbed wire that strikes dread in those who know it. A man stretching fence always has his nerves keened by realization that the wire may snap and lash at him with its sharp and wicked barbs. A man running a horse alongside a fence, chasing down a runaway cow, knows the fear of falling and hurtling helplessly into the ripping wire. These men saw the wire coming, and it loosed a sudden panic among them that guns might not have. They spurred up the hillsides out of the way.
Stay on your ground, cowards!
Archer Span stood a foot in the middle of the gap, so angry he didn't realize his own situation. Seeing it then, he tried to swing into the saddle and run, but the excitement had carried to his horse. The animal reared, jerking the reins from his hands. It loped up the gap, head high in panic. It stepped on one of the dragging reins and nearly threw itself to the ground. The horse turned aside from the trail and then started up the hill. Span stood rooted to the spot, watching helplessly as the wire flashed toward him between Monahan and Vern Wheeler, the wagons hurtling along behind. He started to run, but saw he couldn't make it and dropped to the ground as the wire sang over his head. The wagons rolled past him. He got to his feet and watched the wagons pulling away. Slowly, his men worked back down from the hillsides and gathered around him.
Washerwomen! I ought to fire every blessed one of you.
Archer, we could still catch them.
And do what, Bodie? You had them right here, the best place in the whole road, and you scattered like a bunch of quail.
The men sat red-faced, smarting under the tongue-lashing he gave them.
Well, you don't know what that barbed wire can do, Archer.
I know what it'll do to this country if they ever put it up. About half of you hombres will be riding the chuck line.
One of the men left the group gladly and caught Span's horse. By the time he brought him back, Span had cooled a little.
The R Cross has always meant something in this country. It's not something that people laugh at, but they'll laugh when they know what happened here.
Span's face twisted as he looked down the gap to the dust of the wagons. His knuckles went white the way he clenched the leather reins. More than anything else, more than even the idea of Noah Wheeler's fence, he hated the thought of ridicule.
Won't last long, though. Not very long.